being on, including myself. I'm a settler from another faraway land. My land is in Sinaloa, Mexico, and Peru. However, we always give thanks and we always recognize that these lands in the Los Angeles Basin are Tungva. The lands to the north in the valley are Tatavium. And we give thanks to the ancestors, to the Chumash to the northwest, and in Orange County to the Pachaman people. And looking forward to being kinder and gentler and compassionate and considerate of one another in this conversation. Thank you. All my relations.
Oh, yes. So, Brad, can you put us on the stream? And
you're now on the stream.
Okay, thank you. This is the a brief meeting of the KPFK local station board for the teller's report and certification. We just had a land acknowledgement from our member, Lydia Ponce, and this is Michael Novick, the chair. Today is February 28th, 10:38 a.m. Janine Roan, our secretary, will call the roll.
Thank you, Michael Adler.
Present.
Thank you, Alan Beek.
Alan Beek is here. I had to unmute myself.
Thank you. Fred Blair.
Present.
Thank you. Sandy Child.
Here.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto. Bella was on the call earlier.
Present.
Yeah.
Present.
Thank you. Jan Goodman. Eric C. Jacobson.
Here.
Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Here.
Thank you. Ali Lexa.
He asked for an excused absence. He had to take his mother.
Correct. Sorry. Barbara Marbach. Okay. Michael Novick.
Present. Sorry, I was muted.
Thank you. James Osborne.
Present.
Thank you. Robert Payne. Okay. Lydia Ponce. I believe. Just read the
present.
Prayer.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas.
I am present.
Thank you. Paul Roberson.
Good morning. Present.
Thank you. Janine Roan. I'm present. Mansoor Sabah.
Hazir.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa. Okay. Paulina Vasilia.
I am here. And I believe Oscar was supposed to be on. But
I'll text him when I'm done. Beth Van Guten.
Here.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman. Oh, we have a newcomer coming in. Kiana Williams. Okay, the number that has come in ends in 3646.
Yeah, that's me, Harvey Wasserman.
Okay, thank you, Harvey. Okay, so I'll do the missing Jan Goodman. Ali Lexa is asked for an excused absence. Barbara Marbach. Robert Payne. Oscar Ulloa. Kiana Williams. Okay, so that would make 12. No, that's not correct.
No, we have 20 participants, including, we have the two tellers are on and 18 members. So we have a quorum. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda, which is basically excused absence requests and receiving the teller's report on the PNB director elections and verifying them, certifying them. Anybody want to make that motion?
Motion to approve, Bella. I so move.
Okay, I heard Bella. I will say Lydia seconded.
Yes.
And I saw Oscar enter the way the meeting.
Okay, good morning. I don't see... Oh, there he is. Okay, thank you. So the only excused absence request that I heard about was from Ali Alexa. Is there any objection to excusing him from today's meeting? His mother had a medical appointment.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Uh-huh.
He asked to be excused to be late, not for the entirety of the meeting. So he may show up sometime during the meeting.
Okay, if he does come, obviously he's certainly entitled to participate, but I think we should excuse him for now.
Yes.
Is there any objection to that request? Okay, hearing none, please mark him as excused currently, Janine. So I'm wondering, Terry, if you could put the your tally for... We had... I forget how many contests there were for the PNB director, not director, the PNB committee seats. Terry, do you want to unmute yourself?
Okay, I'm unmuted. Thank you. I do have a screen share capability.
Okay, great. So I forget what order we voted on. It was governance first.
Let me find that.
It was audit, Chair Lawrence.
Oh, audit. That's right. Alphabetically, audit. The audit committee.
I've got to close some windows to make sure I don't share closed session information.
Right.
And we have a correction on that closed session totals.
Okay, we'll save that for the closed session.
Right. Let's see. And
so just to refresh everybody, when we voted, we each put a 5 or 6 digit code on our ballot so that we could, you know, personally verify to our own satisfaction that our vote was recorded accurately. And then we can see the tallies that Terry and John, as secondary teller, have come up with, and we can verify that they're accurate, and we'll certify the results then.
Oh. No, I can't share screen. It's currently disabled, but I'm looking at my report now.
Okay, is there a chance that you
I've
could...
I've opened it up. Can you try again?
Yes, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. There's the summary.
Okay, we can't see it yet. It just says you've started screen sharing, but it's a black. Okay, here we go. Got it. Okay, so you want to read it out? Because not everybody's, some people are on the phone and
yeah,
probably can't see it.
I can go into more detail on any or all of the elections if need be, but just the overall summary of all the results for the audit committee, Janine Roan was elected and Eric Jacobson was elected. On the governance committee, Mansoor Sabah was elected and Janine Roan was elected. The PNB programming committee, Harvey Wasserman was elected and Lydia Ponce was elected. And for the PNB Elections Committee, Mansoor Sabah was elected and Janine Roan was elected.
Okay, so there's a chance you can show, you know, for each one of those, the list of ballots as with the codes. so that people
yes.
can.
And all of the delegates responded in this election. And so for the audit committee, I'm displaying the ballot
okay.
results, and I can read them if you like.
Why don't you do that since I assume you are recording and it'll be posted.
And John should have had a chance to go over these results. He can confirm all of them at once or not confirm all of them at once if he hasn't had a chance. But for ballot 777-NT, I have Roan as the first choice, Jacobson as the second choice. For ballot 1234, I have no preference. For ballot 3687RS, I have DeSoto first, Jacobson second, Roan third.
Chair, Mansur would like to speak if you don't mind.
Okay.
We can post these, right, rather than read each one of them, because it's going to take us 10, 15 minutes for each one of them to go through it. So,
okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
These were already mailed out to everybody. These were already mailed out to everybody.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Mr.
Yes, I heard you, Bella. You're recognized.
I got a request for information, Chair.
Okay, hang on.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Bella.
I noticed I was going to ask about 1234. Now I see that means no preference. And
yes.
What about frogs? What about frogs? Would that be also no preference?
Correct.
Okay.
A ballot was received, but there were no markings in this election. And,
okay, thank you. So let me ask, did everybody in the call open the file and check their own vote?
Got a request for information, Chair?
Yeah, I understand that, but hang on a second, Lawrence. Did everybody hear my question? Did everybody, is there anybody in this call who did not open the file and check their own vote? Okay, I don't hear anybody. Lawrence, what was your question?
Yeah, my question is to the teller. Those people with codes like number 21234 and then frogs with no preferences, that mean that they did not vote?
They did not vote in this one contest. That we
Thank
received
you.
A ballot, but there was no markings for a candidate in this particular contest. And the teller's reports are supposed to be appended to the minutes.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, so he said earlier that everyone voted, everyone cast ballots in the PNB committee elections, maybe not for every seat. So all 24 members did send in a ballot, and the 1234 indicates that somebody used that code on their ballot, but just had no preference for this election. So we will post it along with as part of the minutes to the KPFTX. Maybe we can dispense from the reading if nobody is objecting to their own. Everybody recognizes their own vote. We scheduled this for a half hour and we're moving along.
Chair, I need to be recognized, please. It's Lydia.
Yeah, please. Go ahead, Lydia.
I'm going to double check again. I just looked at the list now and I don't see my ballot. But I'm going to check again. Give me two more minutes. It's very concerning.
Okay, there were 24 results that we just looked at, but you know.
I found it. It was sandwiched okay. between the many. Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Yeah, it's a long list, and everybody had, you know, different yeah. types of codes, and a little hard
yeah.
to find.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll ask if there are any objections to the results as given by the teller, and I assume, John, you acknowledge that those are all accurate as well from having received the ballots. John Gary?
Chair Mensah would like to be recognized.
Yeah, hang on a second. John Gary, as the secondary teller, you received copies of all the ballots, all 24? Okay, he's nodding his head yes. Better if you speak, John, but thank you. Mensah, go ahead.
Yes. In the, am I misreading this, Terry Goodman? The KPFK governance meeting, am I being elected to be on that committee?
No, we're talking about the PNB committees. Remember?
Yeah, that's yeah. What I asked. PNB governance committee.
Yeah, you said KPFK. Yes, that was...
It says KPFK PNB governance. Is that KPFK or is that PNB governance?
No, it's the KPFK delegate member of the PNB governance committee. That's the idea. Each local station board gets to elect two of its own members, not directors, to the PNB committees. Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, there's no election for the LSB committees.
Mensah is also on elections.
But see, that's the thing.
I think that's a mistake, Terry.
Yeah.
If you look further down in the report, the candidates for the PNB Governance Committee are Alan Beek, Bella DeSoto, Linda Ponce, and Paulina Vasiliev. I think you...
Yeah, I didn't run for that.
Is that a typo? All right.
Yeah, I think it's a typo in the summary at the top of the report, not in the body.
Okay, so please go down to... Can you share your screen again and show us the actual listing for the Governance Committee voting? Terry?
Yes.
Thank you, Mensah. Important to catch these things. So it still just has started screen sharing, but we can't. Here we go. So can you, PNB Governance Committee, the candidates, Alan Beek, Bella DeSoto, Lydia Ponce, Paulina Vasiliev, elected on the first round, Alan Beek, elected on the fourth round, Lydia Ponce. So Alan, you will be a member of the PNB Governance Committee.
And Ponce.
And Lydia Ponce, yes. I believe Lydia was originally mentioned, but it's a typo on the other position.
May I be recognized as Lydia?
Yeah, please.
Well, I was ready to accept that I lost. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you. And it's an honor. It's an honor to serve. Thank you.
I don't have the time to do so, so I didn't run for that position.
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mensah.
Okay. So can, for the record, please review who our two delegate members are for each of the committees, for audit committee. Who are the two? Okay. So that's the summary says Janine and Eric. And for governance, the two are Alan Beek and Lydia Ponce. And for programming, Harvey Wasserman and Lydia Ponce. And for the elections committee, Mensah Saba and Janine Roan. Okay, so the summary is now accurate because Terry corrected the typo on his screen. So we have PNB Audit Committee, Janine Roan and Eric Jacobson. Congratulations and thank you. PNB Governance, Alan Beek and Lydia Ponce, congratulations and thank you. For PNB Programming, Harvey Wasserman and Lydia Ponce, congratulations and thank you. And for PNB Elections Committee, Mensah Saba and Janine Roan, and congratulations and thank you. And thank everyone who put themselves forward for consideration.
Mensah would like to be recognized briefly.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Mansoor.
Right. I want to thank Terry Goodman for providing sound effects in the background. That was really good.
Sounded like the ticker tape back in the days when they used to have ticker tape.
No, it was the, what was it, the machines in the 80s and 90s?
Oh, teletypewriters?
Teletypewriters.
Yeah. Same effect. Okay, so are there no further objections? Can we consider that these results have been certified at this point?
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Go ahead.
So I just received an email from Ali Lexa. He's objecting to the certification, and I don't know if we could do that proxy, but I just everybody should have got it sent to the whole LSB. He's lodging a protest against what he alleges are irregularities in the voting that occur. So I.
All right, let me check my email. Let me see if I can find that. Sorry.
Thank you.
I see a message from Jan Goodman asking someone to text her the call-in number. I guess you can't do it on a computer. Can somebody?
I did that.
Okay.
I did it as well, Michael. And I've sent it to Oscar as well.
Okay, I believe Oscar joined the call, right? I saw him on the screen.
Oh.
Okay, I believe that Ali's objection is in the closed session.
That's correct, Chair. That's why they're
okay. So that's right. So not pertinent now. We had the committee of inclusion. I think we didn't have a contest for that. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, then, if there's no further business on this, I think this meeting stands adjourned. People can stay on, and we'll go into the closed session in a minute.
Michael, this is Eric. Did we formally move to accept the results and certify them? I know we got the mention.
Okay,
made
if you want to make it, I asked if there were any objections. I didn't hear any, but if you want to make a motion, I'm sure that that's in order.
If you've done it and there's no objection, except we did hear from Ali and then we got confused. That's
right.
All. I just want to make sure we do it right.
I'll take that as a motion from Eric to accept and certify the results. Is there a
second? It should be a motion to ratify.
Okay, to ratify. Is that the proper language?
So moved.
Yeah, because it happened between meetings.
Right. Okay. So Eric.
I will second the motion to ratify.
Okay, so a motion to ratify from Eric Jacobson, seconded by Polina Vasiliev. Are there any objections to that motion? Okay, hearing none, the results are ratified. Thank to the tellers for their services and to everyone who put themselves forward and for all of you for considering the candidates and voting. And the meeting stands adjourned, and we'll reconvene in a moment in the closed session, making sure there's nobody on the call who's not...
Hey, can I just stay here and wait for...
Yeah, just stay here.
Okay.
Just stay here. We're not... we just want to make sure that there's nobody on who...